One person was killed and another injured in an accident in Independence County on Tuesday. The Arkansas State Police report an unidentified male was killed and 27-year-old Nathan Cole Woodall of Melbourne was injured when Woodall lost control of the vehicle he was driving, crossed the center line, and hit the other vehicle. The second vehicle then caught fire. Woodall was taken to White River Medical Center. The accident happened on State Highway 69 at Hillcrest Lane in rural Independence County. A man who fled from police in April was arrested Wednesday in Lawrence County. According to the arrest affidavit, Johnny Wayne Smith fled from the Arkansas State Police on April 23rd in Portia. He allegedly ran several stop signs and wrecked the vehicle he was driving when he turned onto a farm field road and hit an irrigation riser, overturning his vehicle. Smith was taken to St. Bernard's Hospital in Jonesboro, then transferred to Regional 1 in Memphis. Smith is charged with felony fleeing, possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, and first-degree criminal mischief, damage greater than $1,000. Smith is being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. A man from Cave City was arrested in Sharp County. 23-year-old Garrett Leninger is charged with possession of a controlled substance, second-degree criminal mischief, and second-degree terroristic threatening. He's being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office also reports the arrest of a man from Cherokee Village. 36-year-old Adajay Aragon is charged with third-degree assault, possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He also is being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. Two men from Hoxie have been arrested for stealing from a man in jail. Austin Jerome Bass and Jonathan David Cullum are both charged with residential burglary and theft of property. They are accused of stealing property from the Paul Goodson residence. They are being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. Three Ava residents were injured in an accident east of Ava on Thursday. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports that a 31-year-old woman from Ava suffered moderate injuries. Another Ava woman and a 9-year-old girl both suffered minor injuries when the 31-year-old woman drove off the road and overturned the vehicle she was driving. The accident happened on Highway 14, 15 miles east of Ava. Memorial Day weekend calls for traveling and being outside. Our state has much to offer, especially when the weather's nice. A little planning will go a long way to making your Memorial Day weekend activities a success. Due to ongoing road construction throughout the state, the Missouri Highway Patrol suggests that travelers use the MoDOT Traveler Information Map to plan their travel days. The map provides up-to-date information such as road closures, delays, construction zones, and alternative routes. You can download the app for free to your smart device or access it at the Highway Patrol website. Drivers and boat operators are reminded to follow all Missouri laws and to be courteous. Always wear a seatbelt when traveling in a vehicle and wear a life jacket when near or on the water. The Memorial Day counting period begins at 6 o'clock this evening and ends at 11:59 on Monday, May 25th. Every available trooper will be on the road or on the water, enforcing Missouri laws and assisting those in need. Troopers on the roadways will focus their attention on hazardous moving violations, speed violations, and impaired drivers. The patrol will be participating in Operation CARE, or Crash Awareness Reduction Effort, during the Memorial Day weekend. The Sharp County Sheriff Foundation is proud to congratulate Jerry Hendrich, Riley Trivett, and Kira Bagwell as the first recipients of the Sharp County Sheriff Foundation Scholarship. This is the first year the foundation has been able to offer the scholarships to students and families of Sharp County Sheriff Office employees. They say they are thankful for the support of the donors and the community that made this possible. With the continued support, they look forward to providing these scholarships for many years to come.